You know, the scariest part of being in creation for me has never been about putting myself out there. It's really never been about the responsibility that comes with it, the fear of failure. The biggest thing that I've come to realize blocks me is that in the process of becoming so wildly visible for the sake of my mission, that visibility means that everyone's eyes can see me, including the eyes that I never, ever, ever want to see me again. So the other day, I slipped on my heels and I started walking into the grocery store, and it felt so good in my body. I had a dress on, I'd put in jewelry, I'd done my hair. I could hear the clicking of my heels along the tile as I walked through. I was walking so fast, and you could hear them just going tick, click, 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 click as I'm trying to keep up with my teenager. But it felt amazing. Really feeling myself. You know, I've been practicing walking in this deep energy of the CEO, the headmistress, the wise inner elder that leads with so much magic and so much depth. And it felt amazing. This is one of the things I bring to my apprentices too, is like, how do we allow ourselves to really fully be in that energy? Not just acting the part just to act it, but truly bringing it into your energetic makeup, into your body, into your visuals, into everything. And so lately, I've either been barefoot in the grass, really tapping into that earthy magic, or in heels, exemplifying the power of feminine wisdom and leadership that changes the world. No in between. So when I say that the headmistress of Insoma Institute, embodying her full magic, walked into the grocery store, that's what I mean. So I accompanied my kiddo going to pick out a sub, and I was like, okay, that sounds wonderful, and I want a slice of cheesecake. I am a big fan of cheesecake. And so we walked down the aisle towards the dessert section and walked directly behind my abuser. Now, when I say walked directly behind my abuser, I don't mean somebody who just caused a little bit of bullying, might have been a little bit toxic. I mean the kind of thing that you read about on CNN late night. I'm really surprised that I survived as much of that relationship as I did. And so I quickly made the fastest and calmest exit in grocery store history. I found myself super, super hyper aware as I walked out of every single way that I was not just visible, but exposed. I could see the way that I was noting every person I could run to. There was a police officer on the aisle next to me as I walked out, and I was noting, okay, I could walk right over there if I needed to. I was watching every single person who came out behind me. Even though my abuser had a cart full of groceries, it'd probably take him a minute. He didn't see me. I was still looking to make sure that he didn't come out next. I looked at every fixture I could hide behind. Okay, I'm walking to my car. Could I duck behind this car? Would he see me there? But if I go behind here, then I might not be able to see if he comes out. I'm really in this like strategy of prey. This is something I talk about a lot in my apprenticeship because the truth is, anxiety and high psychic skills are often one and the same. It's this pure hyper awareness that you get to either focus on the wrong things or focus on the right things. And in this case, I'm focusing on awareness physically and energetically at a whole new level. But what stood out to me most was the way my mind drifted to the truth about where most visibility wounds really come from. Because for most women, the panic in the body comes from more than just stage fright. Yes, we might be worried about a wardrobe malfunction. Yes, we might be a little worried we'll trip over our words or worried about what people think. But truly, it's something so much deeper and so much more visceral than that. It's the fact that in becoming truly visible and stepping into the spotlight of creative leadership, you enter an energy that radiates out in a way that draws eyes in your direction, and it does not discriminate on whose eyes it draws. The celebrations, the neutral observers, the dangerous all turn their heads at the same time, and the body goes, hell no, this is not safe. It tries to pull you back into the hiding place. Under masks of plainness and facades of normalcy, the guise of someone who blends in and follows the path that society has laid out for them. It tells you that it's just anxiety, that you just don't like social media, that you're just worried you're not ready, that you just need to learn more or perfect your message. But really, it's just protection at its most visceral form, morphed into a way that you won't try to remove it. But the moment that you do, you gain access to the kind of magic that leads you to unlimited possibility. This is the journey that I have been on in the past months of developing Ensoma Institute and preparing to step onto the world stage in a much bigger way. Let me tell you tomorrow about what that magic actually looks like.